We're holding by the sugya of Graf Shavuim. First we marked him. The sugya with Mamash Miller has half of it. Next couple of days, the next Chabura will be the Mamash of the sugya Graf Shavuim. Finish it off. We'll bet him Miller the heart of the sugya. Well, this is only half of it. There are 6-7 sugyas of Shas to get to the sugya of Graf Shavuim. First the Taitras, Pirush Amilus. The word we eat is Tzoya. And the end of the graph it basically is the bucket or the container that holds the tzoya inside. So sometimes they use the lashon of ovit, ovit shomerik lime. The same idea is the bucket that holds the merik lime inside. That's the tight words. Now the sugya muksa, even though we have muksas, klishmak this, muksamak miskufa, kedoimo, have this a special heter of graph shloi. They allow to pick it up, mamash bidayim, and put it wherever you want. Something that's miskoski, meals, just like this graph, this bucket that holds the tzoya, put whatever you want. Or muksa, you have a hetim inside covered up rias. Graf shavuim is a hetim nichol together of covered up rias. The first shaila is, what is the gedder and the klal of graf shavuim? Say it in two ways. Is the definition inimus or the definition moos? We'll say it in English. Is the definition inimus, meaning the lack of pleasantry? Not nice. Not too pleasant. Or the definition it's mois. It's disgusting. It's repulsive. How far do you take this definition of graf shavuim? Is it something not nice? Inimus? Or is it something that's mos? So, in Tetula Shabbos, Yisrael Shlomo Zalman, exactly what the getter is, he said the getter is inimus, lack of pleasantry. He said that bring a raya. The graf itself is a bucket that holds the tzoya. The graf itself, every house had. They brought it out, empty, they brought it back inside. It was around. It wasn't disgusting and repulsive. People used it, it was around. Except it was inimus, a lack of pleasantry. Therefore, he says different cases. He said, therefore, you have different things in the house. You have hammers or nails on the table. So one hammer enough, but a bunch of hammers and nails on the table. That's not pleasant. That's not nice. That's a graf shavuim. Therefore, it's brought down in Mo'ara Shabbos, in Chelet Beis, it's right over there. You have candy wrappers on the floor. That's inimus. It's a graf shavuim. Now, no one can tell you that's repulsive and disgusting. They have wrappers on the floor. It's not nice. Inimus, lack of pleasantry, therefore you have a heter to pick them up. In the Tula Shabbos, he also says that Moshe, where the getter is, all seem to go to the same mahalach. He says if the wife is makbid, if Orchim come to visit, therefore it bothers her. Since it bothers her, it's nichol the getter of graf shavuim. The Chut HaShani also goes to this getter. Lack of pleasantry. Therefore, if Simcha Bonim writes, something that's discomfort, that's his getter. The Tula Shabbos writes, something that's uncomfortable, that's his getter. And therefore the Asrama goes to Mahalach, something that's lack of pleasantry, uncomfortable, something that's discomfort, that's graf shavuim. That rise to it. That's bika come two sugyas. There's one gemara we learn about kukhavdal and al. The gemara is discussing how to take off a plate from the table. The gemara says according to you who have nechemia holds that the only time you take off something before it's ikir stamshus. Here taking off the plate from the table is not ikir stamshus. How can you take the plate off the table? And the gemara graf shavuim. The way you can clean off a table, take off any plate, is something that's a graf. Now you can tell me sometimes the table is disgusting, sometimes it's repulsive. Most times, different levels of the table are not that way. Just like a pleasantry. It's inimus. It's not nice. You take it off, you clean off the table. So the Pashu and Forsha Gemara that says the Gedder is inimus, never the Chodashonim being the Zraya and others being the Zraya down, the Gedder is something that's not pleasant. The Rashi and Shuba discussing a case of pots. How can they clean them off? It's Klishmak to Isser. There's a pot, you know why? It's Nichol as the Gedder of Kedera, like the Gemara said, Kuvav Dalet. It's like by plates you clean off when it's a Nichol Graf Shavuim. Wooden pot, you have leftover food, it's on the counter, it's not nice. Therefore, a pot is in the there of a plate, and therefore, just like we have a Gemara, the plate is Graf Shavuim, wooden pot is Graf Shavuim. A second Gemara to bring the right from is Gemara Bay, and that's Pop Alpha and Bay, is Gemara discussing in case of Shura Kais. They've had to go over to Ipayu. The Gemara has one man, the Omer says you cannot fight him over. Why? Because he'll drink, he'll have wine, Yain Nesach, pita is Purim inside. And therefore, what's left over is mamish, is garbage, is a suruba, no. And therefore, the kabbal is the buses to the thing itself. And he, therefore, how can you clean it off? It's also, and you're going to come to metaltal muksa, if I think more or less be matter to metaltal it, as graf shuri'i. It's disgusting. Now, apicha, sorry, you have a cup over here with some prum and yain nesak inside. That's meals. That's just, it's not nice. It's, yeah, it's a great cup. I want to wash it out. Leave the pasha, the gemara's case over there, is again, not something that's repulsive. Pashu Gemara is saying something that's tov. It's a goyis cup. Yisur and I want to wash it out. The if look where the gedder is, any cup that's dirty is nichl the gedder of inimus. Malacha, then we also want to make right, besides from these two gemaras, how can you sweep the floor on Shabbos? Yishadim says, Kasha, how can you sweep? So come on, the Rashba, one malachi says, no, you sweep the floor on Shabbos, the graf shubi'i. Now, most times you're sweeping, it's not because you're false and disgusting, it's not nice. It's inimus, lack of pleasantry. Therefore, the Rashba bring down this malach, one of the swords is, why graf shubi'i? Malacha, the Mishnah Brua, be Malacha and Simishin Lam Zayin, and the Chaznish, they have also other reasons, maybe I told them that Tzad, or Oid Svaris, or, but myself, one Svar, they bring down the Mishnah Brua and the Chaznish, you know why? Because sweeping is the Graf Shuri. Now again, the Pash is a sweeping, and most times is not repulsive, and certainly sometimes is Nichol in the Gedder of, just some it's not nice, and they see they go to the Malach of Inimus. So we have Klo, one Malach among the Pais, Kim Shalom Zalman, is very clear, or Moshe went that way, they said they write the words Inimus, the definition, and before you have rice in two sugyas and place him by sweeping the floor. Atzad Hasheni, Zorach HaShulchan, and Tzav Samach, he's discussing, you have Tzoyo V'sus, dung of a horse inside your house. He says, nah, that's not graf shuri, that's not disgusting, it doesn't smell that much. So no, nah, it has to be moist, it's just repulsive. Tzoyo, that's not repulsive. And when that's disgusting, cleaning off the table, also they want to say, the psalms on the table, that's a graf shuri, well, that's really graf. Gets involved with Nichol, gets a graf or not. Lord the Shev of the Kasi, he quotes Gadol Echad, what the definition is Inimus. I don't say who this Gadol is. Whoever this Gadol says the Gedder definition is Inimus, he says, what not? The Gedder is something that's moist, something that's disgusting, something that's repulsive. That's the definition.
We'll have to
ask the Gemara where his Gemara are coming from. The Evan Yisrael says the Gedder is not Inimus, says, go with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, what's the case? He says the case is called of a matunus, kigoin reya, that's dung, kia, that's throw up, tsoya, right? These are the cases the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara doesn't say rapids in the floor, right? The Gemara say like nails around. The Gemara says throw up and tsoya. What? It does not say by Purim. It says Michael Behem over there, not say by grass over there. It does not say it, right? It doesn't say it over there. So finally, they do want to answer the Evan Yisrael that that's in the case that in the Chotzer has to be really missed. In the own house, the economy, be something less than that. If you happen to the Chotzer, it won't be that way. But the Evan Yisrael won't say, be the word Shulchan Aruch. Avad Yisef, of course, God of Echad also won't say, Inimus, to know the Gedda, Vada Gedda, Mois. Fine, those will go Faket. And of course, the interesting Taz in Simon Reisha in Tessi, discussing, he is discussing why. We have to come on to Muksa Machmas Mias is Mutter. We pass my Holy Sehuda of Shem. We pass because there's no din of Muksa Machmas Mias. In fact, it has. We have to come on to that. It's a graf shuri. Because it has no why? Because graf is not Mias. Graf is even worse than Mias. Mias is not graf. Mias is graf is disgusting. Mias is not graf. And the Makor Chaim, the Chavos Yo discusses the Rashi wants to match a pat based on the head of graf. Says the Chavos Yo, why is a pat graf? Disgusting. Not only that, it's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef had a case of painting everyone saw about the coming inside the house. Teva, the paint being overspilled. Vekim Mekor Chaim, the Masivis on the Beis Yosef. Why is that a graph for? The paint spilling all over the house. Big deal. That's disgusting. It's not nice. That's disgusting. Nichol get a graph. He has his cash on the Beis Yosef that way. So those who say forget, what's the definition? Most. That's to be disgusting, repulsive. They also come from Rayas. They say we have a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara from Zion discusses. You have a shovel with offer inside. How the world to metal it is what's mochoshiv, the offer, the chips inside. But the Gemara, let's just move it, we have graph. More answer, you can't move it. You know what? It's not moist. The only thing that's moist is graph. Anything that's not moist is not graph. The Gemara says the definition is moist. The Gemara says the definition is something that's repulsive. What? Two ways to answer that, but maybe we'll answer. Well, they point out until this Pesach is discussed, and someone has chometz inside his house on Pesach, what exactly to do with it? So Mechaber says, you have to cover the chometz in the house on Pesach. Now, instead of Sheva Kossi, and Yub Shlomo Zalman says, the get is inimus. First, there's chometz in his house on Pesach. That's not inimus. Forget it. Guy doesn't want chometz in his house. Elamai, why just pick it up and take it out with the Biyadayim? Well, just take it out, pick it up with the Kli. Elamai, the definition, is something that's disgusting. The God, that God of Shlomo Zalman answers back in Chishleimo. He says, no, the definition of disgusting has to be something in the Gashmias. That's something Ruchnias in the Shoma can be disabled. That's something the Guf can be disabled. So he answers back this right in case of the Psalchim by Chomets. But find that arguably side of it is that Mias or something that is Inimus. Klo Machlokes, we show them. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Klo Machlokes are Poiskim that way. This is an interesting raya, maybe. The Poskim discuss how in the world to move a mace on Shabbos. They say, how put a kick, a tinnik, put a kid on top of the mace, or you put a piece of bread, matzah on top of him when you move him. One is the answer, one is the movement of the before it's in the house. I assume, if you hold the get inimos, as soon as inimos, even moist gets out calling, why isn't the get of moist? But you want to move this mace out of the house, that does, it has a, it's inimos to people, I assume. Why in the world is it nichol get of inimos? Why is it not nichol together? Mitzag Rav Shavi, even off the swab of Mos, you have a shayla, but certainly inimus makes no sense. There is an interesting bialocha. You don't want in this room because you want to eat over here, because the guy. It's very hard. I don't want it here. Rav Shavi doesn't mean I have to even throw it out. I just don't want it over here. I can throw it somewhere else. I can throw it to my porch, not to the garbage. It's inimus. You can't wrap it inimus, but the mace isn't. Maisha, there is a Chavetz Chaim brings down a Meiri that is custom on a Nefil. Some less of Shloshim Yoyim. The Meiri says you can move on Shabbos from Tagraf. Before Shem Meiri, then move a Nefil from Tagraf, be a local brings it down. So we so Echem Nechabur Allah to Chaim. Why don't we have a head to Tagraf on every mace? So Chaim words back, Ein Zeh Nikra Graf Shel Re'i. It's not a graf. That's his answer. You can say what he means, a person doesn't, can't be God. Maybe this means, the Bialok case is a Nefil, it wasn't a person. But a person is not a graph. I is a dead person? I don't know. But that was his answer back. Ain't that nicker graph, Shavi? Not sure why. But go to get him a voice. You can start hearing it maybe a little bit better. So my son, it sounds like we have again a machlokes of Poskim, Klor, is a get him, it's a moist the boy, or a chashulchon, then the soul, Shevakosi, the coming to argue Mishlom Zaman. So I was saying Mishlom Zaman went all the way. Now, Lechur, if you really look at it, really a machlokes asugyas. The Gemara from Zion said to get his moist. The Gemara on Kuf Chav Dalet said to get him inside a plate. He's saying is nichon graf shuri. Lechur, if he steers asugyas bad time. So the Pnei Yeshua and Bay and that Bay, didn't see anyone bring it down. But he bets me yes, the cash and yes. The one Gemara is saying to get him inside mias. The one to get him saying inside inimus. So the Pnei Yeshua answers Lechur is machlokes asugyas. He said Lechur is machlokes. That's it. Derech Avi, you're right. One sugya is going into the Gemara of Mem Zayin against the Gemara of Kuf Chav Dalet. Echonamit, machloikis. What the definition is. Now, you could tell me that Lechura, the Tzadfi Mekel, was a two Makaris. He doesn't make the Makaris from a plate on Kuf Chav Dalet and Shirei Kais. If you analyze that, neither sugya is brought down a locha. Shirei Kais is not nice, not brought down a locha. And the case of a plate, Lechura, gets a tiny, it's not brought down a Shulchan Aruch. However, Maisa, why are we not passing by Shirei Kais? We'll get to a little bit later on. Maisa, we hold a lot of invite a goy for Shabbos now in Yontif. But Maisa, the case of a plate, Mishmuah and Sif Gimel, he discusses a pot on Shabbos. Mishmuah says a pot is Kli Shemalach Lisser. He said, however, can you move a pot inside a graph? He says, yeah. Maramok was the Rajvon. He says, you know where I got it from? Come on, Tatkuk of Dal Domin Aleph. So Mishmuah does bring down Lochla Maisa Derech Agel by a pot. He says, what the head of a pot inside a graph? Like a plate on Nafkuf of Dal Domin Aleph. Like the Rajvon, it puts the two sugars together. So it sounds like the Mishmur did go with the Mahalach that a plate is nichol negeder of a graph. Now, even in a pot, eventually Machlokes, even Poskim is Vanenu, come over Vos and Shuva, and want to say we have no head to Vanenu to move pots inside graph. We want to say, what's the pot of Bizman Chazal is the case of Kli Cheres, and it was moist. It got disgusting. Therefore, our pots are Mateches or Kedoimo, and they don't get disgusting, therefore you have no head to inside graph in our pots. Again, and there's no head to Vanenu in our pots. But that's who he wants to tie in. So you want to say the case of Mishmur, the case of Smiyas. The case of Cheres. Cheres. Ma'ashengim, Yom Zilva quotes that, he says, what are you talking about? No one says that. The Mizman HaChazal also has a case of Matechas. And the Ma'ashe, it's something that's not nice. Sounds like Mamash is saying, my colleague is a Poetskim. But what definition of Graf Shuri is, in Inimus of Moist, but Yom Zilva is Ongar Volta, what is the head of Pat? Is a Pat Dafka, you have to be something that's Moist, Kli Cheres, or even Kli Matechas? Which one is a vaz going with? The get is moist, has to be repulsive. It's not clear, it's not repulsive. Tell the Benyom is double, if I can't, don't wash it out, it's not nice in the house. David's going to get him inside Inimus. So again, who comes out of Machlokes HaPoskim, what the getter is. You could maybe say there's an in between getter, which maybe the Makila mean. No, the Machrim are saying something that's repulsive. Even say of a sauce is not repulsive unless it smells. The manga is chiddush. Maisa, there are certain things in your house that are just not inimus, and not something that's repulsive. That means it's just not nice. Just when you finish off, finish eating on the table on Shabbos, is it repulsive? Most people not. Is it inimo? Certainly. If it's towards in between, it's just not nice to have it there. A candy wrapper on the floor is not something that's not nice. Just you don't want it there. It's not. It's inimo. But your table floor is something just like in between levels. It's not nice. You walk inside someone's house on Shabbos, the table is not cleaned up. It's not nice. So you could tell me it's in between gather, or you could tell me that's what the inimus means. Inimus means something that's not nice. L'chura, balbach, the anhoga, the oilim seems to be, the way we clean off the table, l'chura, our table is not repulsive. L'chura, it's not. L'chura, what had to clean it off? Why mitzah grafsha, why you take off the muksa? If the mice is not nice. On the chemia, again, but the Gemara, the Miris, the Yeshua is saying, the Gemara, the Mizayin, is arguing on the chemia, and this is the Gemara, that's the Gemara.
We don't have to come out the graph, because our plates are 11,000.
Depends. How, what type of kapami plays, depends on you taking on the shelf. Then we get involved, how to clean the table. Do you have to get involved, how to clean the table, or just pick, do whatever you want? Fine, that's again one shayla. What is the get of graph? Is it inimus, or is it mos? The anhoga seems to be anything that's not nice, nickel the get of graph. The second shayla is the get of graph. Is the graph hutra, or is the graph tchuyah? We have this shella all over in Shas by Koch Nefesh, Kavod Avias, Ugedoimo. This is something that Be'etem, it's Hotra, meaning it's not Mukso. Once it's this type over here with Soya, this graph, Mice is disgusting, you live it in your house, it's not Mukso. Pick it up, do whatever you want with it. Or Be'etem, it is Mukso. Except for Doichem inside, Kavod Avias. Is it the Chuyos of Mitzad Hotra? So, Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo, he writes clearly, we're getting his Ksav Yad. The choshev kehetiv lo dichoy. He writes clearly it's a dinner in hutcho. Hutcho. The motion to tula Shabbos, what he seems to write, he says, okay, it's not hutcho tchoyo. Chodashonim it's a kreelt, he's mesofik. Yesh lo dins hutcho tchoyo. We have the shiloh. We'll lead to the numerous nafkaminas. Men go through five different nafkaminas, very practical nafkaminas. What is the loch of graph as a hutcho tchoyo? Again, we have a klom achloikis. Shlomo Zalman said hutcho. The motion to went with tchoyo. Chodashonim mesofik. So with one shiloh. If you have an option to remove it through yourself or through a goy, do you have to go ask a goy to go remove it for you? If it's mitzad hotcho, why ask a goy? You go, it's not muksa, go pick up yourself. If it's mitzad chuyo, you have a goy, go tell him to go move it. Once he has a heter, what's your heter? The Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's poshut, you have to go get a goy. Poshut. Then Weiss and Shuvah brings it down. Moshe Lashitosa says, he went to chuyo, he says, you have to go get a goy. You have an option, go get a goy, go get a goy. Chaim Knieski discussing also that way how a person can move a rat that's in a trap on Shabbos. He says, go get, it's better get a goy. You have a head to have graph, but go get a goy. If it's in front of you, Pasha, on the, those who are saying you have to get a goy, goy's here, go get him. Atela Sheni, Gil Saver says, no, they said over his hutcho. Wants to be right to it. He says, why get a goy? Go tell yourself, go do it. Shem comes along and says, even the tzad is tchuyo, if he wants a tiny, go ask a goy that's nichol to get him covered up rias. Why is he embarrassed to go ask a goy to go pick? What don't you yourself go do it for? That itself is nichol to covered up rias. They embarrass to go ask a goy. For example, says you can kill kinim, go ask a goy kill it. It's nichol to covered. That's one of the rias. No, it's because in different cases, nichol to covered up rias is not go ask a goy. Go do it yourself. You can go take out the goy, but ask a goy to go do it for you. What do you want from me? You go do it. That's part nichol to get a covered up rias. Fine. That's one machloekis that first came. Do you have to go ask a goy or not? The Aruch HaShabbos and the Shmuel wants to be Mekel, Shmuel Obach wants to be Mekel, and again the Moshe is saying, you have to be Machmer. A second Nafkamina was Hotra Tchuyo, you have a choice for a Yisrael Gadol or Yisrael Katan, go do it. Come on, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you have a choice if Yisrael Gadol or Yisrael Katan. He said, Lishitasai, he was Machmer by Goy, the same line he says, go get a Katan. If it's Hotra, go get a Gadol, but since he goes, the Mahalach is out of Pashto Tchuyo, therefore go get a Katan. Dain Weiss brings it down that way also, you have a choice, Katan or Gadol. Go get a cotton. Moshe got over here, he brings out the Aruch HaShulchan and says, true, you have to be machmir, go get a goy. But go get a cotton, he says, no. For a different reason, mitzad chinuch shaboy. Mitzad the get a chinuch, you should be choshes, and they'll be welcome to get older, to go move mukhs, mitzad chinuch, no, you should not get a cotton. Be'etzem is chuyah, but don't get a cotton, mitzad chinuch shaboy. What? We're not discussing his own son, we're talking cotton. You're asking else for his own son. Third nafkamino, you have a choice to take out the graph or you can cover the graph. You have a rat in your house, a rat, and you can cover it, or you can take it out. Do you have a head to take it out or just cover it? If you're the svarim mitzad hutcho, go pick it up, take it out. Sham tchuyo, go cover it. What's that to go metal to muksa for no reason? Come along the Megillah Sefer, and he says that the sugya is mitzvah muksa shabbat. It's not true. Therefore, he says go pick it up and take it out. So I bring a raya. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Aleph on the base, which we'll learn tomorrow. The Gemara over there is discussing. The Mishnah says you can take a kli and cover tzaya of a cotton. Go take a kli, cover tzaya of a cotton. In fact, the Gemara, why cover it for? Take it out mitzvah graf shuri. Go take out mitzvah graf. Finally, the Gemara answers, case of a chotzer, kadoima. We see the Gemara saying, why cover it? Go take it out. Before the Gemara that says that you can take it out and not cover it. That's his raya, says Megillah Sefer, the Sigim is at Hutra, and therefore you can go take it out and do it via daim. Tell us, Shani, the bring down is a mission end of Erevin, and mission Tom and Parakei, mission A, discusses that you have a sheretz or aqua, a rat, inside the base of Mikdush. Over there, the mission says, let's say the place that's not chorus, and when you touch it, can you take it out or not? So comes along the Be'er Sheva and Yitzhak Kasha. Why is it over there, it says the Mishnah, leave it there. In fact, Be'er Sheva, take it out, mitzvah graf shuri. It's a graf shuri. And for the Torah Yisrael, the Mishnah, Perkei Mishnah, you know why? You have no head to cover it. Why the base of Mikdash take it out for? True, it's a graf shuri, but go cover it. The Tula Shabbat Shabbat, the big name, the Torah Yisrael, it says you have a choice to cover it or take it out, cover it. So we have a fortune Torah Yisrael, wants a taino. And Bana saying, cover it. And Bana went like a Moshe. Mitzat Chuyah, go cover it. I circle, ask me from the Gemara. The Gemara said again, the Mishnah is saying, go cover Tzaya. In fact, the Gemara, why cover Tzaya? Go take out Tzaya. The Gemara wants to come along, you don't have a Hetem Mitzat Graf. But the Maisa should be a Hetem Mitzat Graf. Chuyah, different ways of answering it. First of all, if you cover Tzaya in your house, let's say it's right by the table and you cover it, are you still going to be for Echol that's right there? This is Balapatish, you know. The Mishnah is saying, cover, go take it out. Who said covering it will take away the fact that it's still nice, it's there. I don't see it, very nice, but I know it's there, the idea. That self makes into a graph. First of all, I think...
Bag, right? You don't smell.
No, but if you, again, your kid, during the shower, you made over there, you come and you're going to cover it. It's disgusting. To me, I'm a funny guy, this maybe not to you, but I wouldn't want to, I would just finish the meal quickly and go away from there. That's Alice. Beis, they point out, is there the sugya of graf, is there a hetter mitzad smelling or dafka mitzad seeing it? Of all the place can bring down, that graf is even smelling, if it stinks up the place. That's also nechlan graf. It's moist, the smell also makes meis. Even if you cover it, you can smell it. Also have a hetter mitzad graf shavoy. So we go, say if it wants to bring a rife, the Gemara, the Chos is not right. The Gemara is saying, what? Why cover it, take it out? You know why? Because even if you cover it, the mice still is graf. I don't see it. Either it's for echoes you, or the mice, the smell is still there. A fourth nafkamina of a tzotra tukhuyo. Let's say you can move it Erev Shabbos. Now first of all, if you can remove it Erev Shabbos, you have to move it Erev Shabbos. Comes along the Kut HaShani, and he tanya, just like we have Alokha, Enos and Graf L'Chathilo, he wants a tanya, if you have an option to move it on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, you have to remove it Erev Shabbos. Therefore, for example, let's say you have a garbage in your house that's full already. It's full already. And right now it's Graf. But mice, you have to take it out to shul before Shabbos or on Shabbos. So many clients will see all the husbands go to shul with the garbage in the hand. Fine, the maestro says, everyone does. Mitzvah is halacha, lechatchila, einat graf lechatchila, and nichlan that to the Chodesh Shani is to move it Erev Shabbos. Then Shig Naf Kamina, they discussed, is a diaper, changing your kid. You made a diaper. The maestro is the mommy light that looks near to the Kabbalah Shabbos and then change your kid? Or the maestro, and then we semech upon taking the diaper and take graf shibadi? Well, no, change him first. The chura, and then einat and graf lechatchila, the chura, you change your kid first, and then you should do a looks near. Come with Aruch HaShulchan, he discusses, let's say you did not do it Aruch Shabbos, you come Shabbos, do you have a Hetim Mitzah Graf? He goes Mitzah, in your Mitzah Chuyo. Says, you haven't, what's your Hetter? You should have done Aruch Shabbos. You can get a Goy, you may get a Goy, cotton. Otherwise, what's your Hetter? Why? Because Mice is a Graf right now? You should have done Aruch Shabbos. It's not Chuyo, it's Chuyo. Who is to go do it? Life Tzorachin. You want the Taino? What? Mask him, but he wants a time of the chur, since it was a chur upon you to go do it, and it was Erev Shabbos, he had an option to do it by a daim. Here you are. He says, Maisi, blab tzorachin, what's he had to do it through Yisrael? Go get a guy. Maisi, you put yourself in a matzev, it's your chayiz. Same question. He says, in mitzadeh, he says, blab tzorachin, maybe get a guy. I said, blab tzorachin. What? No, that's the answer, that they deal with. They won't say that's part of the way it was set up at the corner. That's not right. Yeah. Tzah Hashem Shammik says, no, once it's done already, if others on Shabbos, might as well go take it on Shabbos. But those are, again, different nafkamina zechura. The main nafkamina for this question, if it's hotcho dechoyo, is you have an option how to move the moksha. Let's say you're going to move the moksha out on Shabbos. You have a graph, you have shells on the table, on the plate, you have two options to remove it. You can move it, either take it be a dayim, or you can tilt them on the side, pick up the plate with a fork on top of it, and you have the shells upon it. Do you have a chidu a kal kal tchila, or mimetasel tilt them on the side, do near, or no, go do be a dayim. If the yisoyim mitzad chotcho shavoy, fine, go to be a dayim mamish. If the yisoyim mitzad dechoyo shavoy, tashes a kal kal tchila, and go to tilt them on the side first before you go to be a dayim. How do you have to clean up the table? You have shells in it. Do you have to pick it up with a plate and a fork on top of it? Or no, you can do a mamish b'dayim mamish. Come on, Moshe, into Tulei Shabbos, also Chelekei, and he says, it's better to do tiltum natad. Again, we'll call the shtosli. He went together of a goy, and except not by cotton, because that's chinuch. Otherwise, he went mitzad chuyo. He says, better mutov, it's better, ayidei tiltum natad. V'yashim is gotten on asher ish, also better ayidei tiltum natad. V'yak yoysu shavyanis, and they go, I'll tiltum natad, better do it that way. Now there's a time in the Kroh, there's a Mechaim Kineski, on the Sifayos. And Simchov Zayin discussing how to clean up a table. So it says, the Shulchan Aruch, do Menas the Tavlo. Come along the Taz and says, well, another option you can go do, let's say you have shells on the table, go take a knife. He says, go push the crumbs over, that's Tiltum Atzad, Tiltum Atzad. Now, Tiltum Atzad is only Mutar Sarach Tov HaHeter. Therefore, since you want to put your plate over here and put your plate down, says the Taz, take a knife, move it over, and if you want to put your plate down. But Shabruah brings down the Taz, no problem. Come on the Chaznish and says, let's analyze it. Tiltum Atzad Sarach Tov HaHeter is Mutar. What are you doing? Is it Tiltum Atzad Sarach Tov HaHeter? Sarach Tov Iser. Your kavana is to move only Iser. Why? Because you want the Mokum, the Heter. The case of Tiltum Atzad, the Gemara, is what? You're picking up the Chavis because you want the Mokum. You're picking up Heter. Or you have an Evan and you have Paris and you're Mesiach the Metaltal the Heter. Or here you're Metaltal 100% Iser. You have kavana purely for Iser. No, but you're doing that. Why? Your kavana is come to move. What's your kavana for? To move Iser. That's your kavana. Come on, he goes the but what's your kavanah? Where are you coming to move? What's your tiltul? The chandish will start saying, what is the yichos? What are you being metaltul over here? No, I know. But wait, metaltul, the chavis, because you want that. What? No, the chavis, you want to use the chavis. You want to use the chavis. You want the peris. But why are you moving the chavis? You want the chavis. Or you want the place. No, but come on the Chadash, we'll get the sugya of Tilum Atzad, you understand it. We said, what a Mitzvah coming to move over here? Then we're moving the Chavis with something on top of it, you're moving Heter. Why? You're picking up the Heter because you want the Heter's bothering you. Knife's not bothering you. You took the knife over here to move something. You're moving purely Iser.
Why are you moving out of the Chavis?
No, because you're not mechuyev to when you have an app because you need a mokum. Therefore, we're not mechuyev to go do something. We're coming to move only heter. What are you moving? Yes, the person I'm moving heter. I have mechuyev to menar. I can't because I need a mokum. But I'm moving heter. Here, what am I moving? I tell them I'm moving heter. That's the chandish's taino. But Mishu Buat has not go that way. They're saying, look at it. We mean the iser why for the head. Either mahalach you're going with, but what does the person say he's moving? He says I'm moving heter. I'm picking up the chavis. I'm moving heter. The Evans bottle, not. The knife was not here. I don't need to move the knife. I'm taking the knife just to move the iser. So what are you doing? Yes, the question. What he's doing is moving iser.
In case of the meat, the maid. What if the case of the meat over there? You only.
He has come with tenek. I had to cover a bit.
No, sure.
We'll get back to Chandon, but that's not really going to get it out of Sugi, but that's clear. The star over here. Everyone else saw the star, right? Chandon Shalgi's on Mr. Brewer. Because we have stars.
It's only for this. The only purpose is to move the
but maybe we have a special bit. This only Mace not doing Tiltum Atzad. Mace is kicking it in a
kettle. Tiltum Atzad Shmei Tiltul.
Yeah, but like a Shmei Tiltul.
Only special
Hatzik with the Mace. Well, fine. That's the Mace of the Chadish Ogi the Mishnah Brua. So the Mace comes out, how to clean up a table on Shabbos according to Mishnah Brua, go like this. According to Chadish, he's saying Tiltum Atzad Sarv Dover Isser. Come along the time in the Krob, Chaim Kineski says in the bias of the Chadish himself, how they clean up, they would take a knife and go like this. That's how they did in their own bias of the Chaznish. Therefore, what?
They did.
They did, like the Mishabura says. They said, that's what they did. Therefore, the Malachim is Manana come along and say, the Mishabura and the Taz is Mekel. The Chaznish, Chewy is arguing the Mishabura, but the Maisa, Chaim Kineski says, his own bias, the whole Chaznish's own house, he told his wife, go do it that way. So Vada can be Mekel, go like the Mishabura. That means that even though the Chaznish argued up his for, they come on the Shvat Yitzchok and says that what? That the Mishnah, the Chanish says, B'samach HaNataz, the Mishnah Berurah. And that's what the Shvat Yitzchok says, B'chaim Kineski told him, and therefore the Yach Yosef, Yom Avram, Hashem Yenison, they all said, either quoting or the saying they spoke to B'chaim. B'chaim says that the Chanish himself says, B'samach HaNataz, the Mishnah Berurah. So Al-Khaver of Rossman, he wrote a letter to B'chaim Kineski, and asked him this question. When you run a time in the crow, they can be stomach and take a knife and push away the klippas, filter and asad. Do you mean be'etzem that it's osir, but you have a hetim inside graf shuri, and when you have a graf shuri, still be machmed to filter and asad? Or do you mean, no, we collect the Mishnah Berurah, the stomach upon the Mishnah Berurah, and come to be meikel against the chazanish? So Chaim will back, come on to be machmer. That be'etzem you have a hetim inside graf shuri, still do filter and asad. We have a Moshe that said it black and white. Before your Moshe. No. But since you have it is tiltum not. No, we'll get to it. First, step by step. That's one. So we went to Avdazi. We told him we have this letter. Shos Yitzchok, and he first one Taina you would Chaim Kineski inside. Chaim Kineski says any pesilus anything on the table. He says, well, everything on the table is a graf shuri. So Terry says, yeah, because Chadash Lushas it goes to get a vinimus. But he says he's Gemavar, the Maisi still kept as is in the side of Sefer, that he kept it as well, they had to. So he wrote a second letter to B'chaim to make sure to be clear, he is the Maisi of a steel. So B'chaim wrote a letter back to Yitzchak Winkler, and he says, I'm coming to say, when you have a head of Graf Shuri, do Tiltum Natsat. So we have two letters to B'chaim. The Maisi says that, no, I'm not coming to say Tzomich upon the Mishnah Berurah. We don't go like the Mishnah Berurah. But since it's the Maisi of Graf Shuri, still, when a Graf Shuri, do Tiltum Natsat. Mamish Induchu, you have an option to do it, go do Tiltum Natsat. Which the Maisa is you're pointing out, look, the Chiddush, because the Etzim, the Chanish holds Tiltum Natsat, the Sartov also. Sartov also, the Etzim is Isser. But since over there you have a Hetim Natsat Graf Shulvi, and still you should do a Tiltum Natsat. True, Tiltum Natsat by itself, the Maisa is also Sartov also. But the Maisa is less of a Tiltum, it's Kal Tchilo, still Tiltum Natsat. Or maybe he means to be Mitzat Mishibu and the Taz, I'm not sure how to say it. Either way, but still he's come along and says you have a Hetim Graf Shulvi, still do Tiltum Natsat. Mamish Fush like a Moisha. No, to answer his kasha? No, he wants to. What's Chanish gain doing Tiltum Natsad? It's Tiltum Natsad Shmei Tiltum, we're doing Tiltum also. So either again he's being Mitzav the Mishnah Berurah Shito, he's Choshev the Mishnah Berurah, or it means still it's less of a being Mahalach being Mitzav the Yadayim, it still is less. The Maestro we have, Maestro Chanish and Tamniko, that he tells only by Yisrael, forget to be Machmud, do Tiltum Natsad over Graf, but do Tiltum Natsad and not do Slamach Graf Shuri only. Maestro, after the Siddur Achaz Benachel, Aleph, he has two Mahalachim shot him in. In the minig of the Chaznish, that's one of Mahalchim, one Taniyapi Machmer in the Graf Shlavi. Therefore, we went to the Archas Shabbos, and the Maisa, before he came on Sefer, he wanted to go like the Shos Yitzchok and say that the time they call saying to be Semich upon the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at him now, he says, Chaim Kineski explains that Pshan the Chaznish is forget Lukuma to do Tiltum and Tzad. Where's Chaim Kineski? It's the letters that we showed him. Maisa says, that means he came along and saying this Indian. That Maisa the Chanish forget being Machmir, not being Mekel, you have been Machmir to Tiltum Natsad over, not to be Semich, only Graf Shlavi. I write this, the one that I know, before Rashba Nasugin Daf Kufim Gimel Men Aleph. Rashba is discussing in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, the Metalik is the Tavlo of Menar. The Gemara discusses is Beisil by Shammai, Yehuda, by Shimon. The Gemara says, according to Yehuda, who goes like by Shammai, the Maisa after Metalik is the Tavlo. Masha Enkein, according to Shimon, according to Basil, you can just pick up Yidayim according to Tosfos of the Michael Behemo. Direct the Rashba two kashas. First, he says, why picking up the tavla for? What's the head picking up the tavla? What is kashas? The tavla should be a case of the bosses. Why are you picking up the tavla for? What's the head to? So, one thing, you're picking up muksa with the tavla. So, one territory says, Tzarech Mekoymoy. A second territory says, Graf Shori, two turutsim. That's what Lechur the Bialocha means, Menas the tavla. He says, I am the Rashba, two turutsim. That's what the Lechor the Bialocha means over here in Sivchol Zayin. The Rashba to Jerusalem, Nafkamina, why the Mechab is switched. The Mishnah says the Mesalik is a Tavlo, and the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says Mesalik is a Tavlo, and the Mechab says Menar is a Tavlo. One says pick it up, one says to Menar, and the Bialocha says depends upon the two Jerusalem of the Rashba. Now the Rashba is saying what? We have a head to meet our graph. That's one of his Mahalchim. One Tzarech Mekoymoy, one Zot's graph. Saying Zot's graph, yet the Mishnah is saying, you cannot, Rebhuda is saying, don't do a Biadayim. Pick it up, Menar is a Tavlo. Mesalik is a tavlo. Why? It's graf. The Rashba is saying the case of the Mishnah is graf, and the Rashba is saying that's why you mesalik is a tavlo. That's why Menai is a tavlo. Why? Just pick it up Yidayim. They want to make it right. The Rashba says you have a choice of graf or tiltum natsad. You have to tiltum natsad. That the Maisa that come along, they have two ways to answer. Either you can answer like the Ritva says before, Pshat, also the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. The Ritva over there says that the reason why you cannot only be Samech on Graph, you have a problem doing Graph L'Chadchilo. And it's a Graph L'Chadchilo, therefore the Rashi is saying, you tilt them on Tzav and start doing Graph L'Chadchilo. Or another Malach is the Pnei Yeshua, Bayan Dafez, being down from his grandfather also, Megina Shloimo. Now they want to know what's Pshat L'Maisa and Rashi. Rashi's case in the Mishnah is, that these things are not Royal Michael Odom, not Royal Michael Behemo. So he just says Royal Michael Behemo. So, according to Rashi, if it's not Royal Michael of a Kelo, Lemaisa, why can Shimon Holy Lord move it? So the Bach wants to answer that Beishama is more Michael than Reb Shimon. Fine, that's the Bach Teretz. Come along the Megine Shloimeh, and he wants to Taino, that Be'etem, that this case over here is not Royal Klovim. And what's the head to the Mishnah graph? Like the Rashba, the head to the Mishnah is inside graph Shibai. And not Roy Leklovin. However, if not Roy Leklovin, let's pick it up for Yadayim. Why Shimon being Mekel and Huda being Machmer? He said, you know why? If Yehuda holds, you have to tilt to the Minatak and he'll be more Machmer Mukhtar. If Yehuda holds in graph, you have to tilt to the Minatak. And if Shimon holds, since he does not hold the Mukhtar, therefore he holds in graph, you do not have to tilt to the Minatak. So do you have to do tilt to the Minatak and not by graph? Said Bnei Shua, according to Rashi, it's Machlokes of Yehuda and B'Shimon. This Machlokes is Achroinim, it's Machlokes, says Bnei Shua, it's Yehuda and B'Shimon. Therefore, the Rashba is saying you have a choice to do tilt the Matzad versus graph. The Rashba is saying, well, you have to tilt the Matzad. He's saying, not the Maisin of Yehuda. You have no right to look to B'Shimon. So they point out that comes out in Forshah Bnei Shua if I cared. That Bnei Shua is saying, according to B'Shimon, which we do Paschal like, you have a choice to tilt the Matzad or graph. The Bnei Shua is what? Is being Michael. Go do the Adayim. Bnei Shua is being Michael. Oh, we'll get to that. Shmir Shabbos points that out. We'll get that problem. The Maisa, the comes out, the Ramosha and the Chandish Wami Machmet tilt him at the graph, you have to tilt him at that. They sure say, no, that's only a Yehuda Shita, not a B'Shimon Shita. What? In two Turutim, in a Yehuda Shita, but no right to repop of Shimon. No, to what Pshal Menar of Metallic? I don't know what's the right to B'Shimon. I know he's a Lachim safe, but I don't know if it's the right. That I'm asking. No, let me see. Who can answer? So Maisa Atah Sheni Pnei Shua went called the other way. Therefore, when Shlomo Zalman wrote down, he went Lemaisa Lashitasai the Geder Mitzad Hutra Loid Chuya. And he writes, once it's Hutra, go take Graf Shul Yip Biyadayim. Mamas Lashitasai. Therefore, also Shmuel Shabbos went away. Shmuel Obach went away. Tula Shabbos, Abaner, and others. They went Mahalach or Shabbos. If I can't, you have a choice which way to do it. Go to Biyadayim. So it comes down again, this question, if you can do graph tilt to be a dayim, mamish, or tilt to be a tzalach at chilo, hutshu at chuyat, mamish machloikis. Ramosha went, they had to do it, Ramosha, Ramosha went, Pasha the Chadnish went, you should be machmel at chilo, you tilt to be a dad. At the Hashani, the Shmei Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman, they say that the Yisoyed, Tzad Hutshu, and therefore go do it, be a dayim mamish. And after what you're pointing out, the Shmei Shabbos says, it comes out, if you go to Malach of Pnei Yeshua, on your tip, you have to be machmer. You have to tilt the Matzad, you cannot to be a dayim. Why? Because if Yeshua is saying this whole Torah Shekhar Torah is Machlokes Yehuda and Shimon, according to Shimon, you can do be a dayim, according to Yehuda, you have to tilt the Matzad. That means comes out in Yontif, you cannot do a graph be a dayim, you have to tilt the Matzad. Which you can effectively upon the Shemir Shabbos, warn you also. The Maya said that the whole Shekhar Torah of Yeshua is in Rashi Shito. We're passing like Tosis. We're passing like the Echonami. If this whole struggle to is why, because Taisa says in the Mishnah the case is royal Lekovim. If not, we have Kashub Shimon. Come on, if Nei Shua wants to end up Rashi, we don't pass like Rashi.
You hold
well, that's another question. That's another show. Top Sadek.
Oh,
Ken Zayim, we're close usually. Usually close. But we had a Hakira, is the Dinograph, Chutu de Chuyah, we had five Nafkaminas. One, a Goyz Nafkamina, a second, a Koton, a third Nafkamina is a Shabbos, a fourth Nafkamina you have to cover it over moving it, and a fourth Nafkamina is Tiltum and Atzad. This Rashba over here, when he discusses the issue, what's the head to being metalkalit, he says, what's the head to picking it up, he says, either Tzach Mekoymi or Graf. He has a second Kash over here, Lamaiso. He has this head over here, but Lamaiso, the Tavla itself is a Bosses. Tavla itself is a Bosses. How in the world can you pick up this Tavla? The Magavam over here in Sivkot Nun Issus Kasha, the tablet itself is a Bosses. The Magavam has four Turotzim, which is very important to point out. There are four separate Turotzim going on over here. With his Nafkamina, its application will come out of it. Some of the Magavam, he starts off with places and Bayan Da Feis, has three Turotzim. First teretz of Tosfos, he says, is that you do not plan to be there all Shabbos. The Rashba gives a teretz, the Ramban, the Ran. They want to say, they're comparing it to the Sugya and Simon Shin Tesef Dalet, that the loch is that when you put something on Erev Shabbos and plan to remove it on Shabbos, that's the Machlokes Rashi and Benetam. But in this case, you put it on Shabbos and plan to remove it on Shabbos, come along the Rashba and tell you, so want to say, everyone agrees, not a bosses. Not a bosses. Why? Because the shells came on the plane on Shabbos, and the shells you plan to remove from the plane on Shabbos, not a bosses. That's the first part. Second part, says the Tosfos, is that on this plate that you have the shells, there's also Eichon there, there's also a fork there. A third teretz, he says, is nichon the ghetto of shokach. It's not maniach. You know why? You're putting it down somewhere. You don't plan to put it down there. It sounds like the swore bosses back away. It's not. You don't want to put it down because one of these. Time you drop it there. Comes out on the table. Yeah. You just drop it there. There. Doesn't make a difference to them. Fine. The ma'aser ends off the Magen Avraham. Comes out according to all three shortim. Betim, there is a boss on Shabbos, except when you have these parameters. Not nichon the ghetto of bosses. Says the Magen Avraham, a fourth mahalat from the Balamor. He says the Balamor holds there is no bosses on Shabbos. The Balamor is on the Gemara daf kufin dalvam beizik more than they're discussing. You have kani de umni. You have a bloodletting object that's on the back of an animal on Shabbos. The Gemara says, but untying the rope, laying the kani de umni full on top of the pillow. In fact, the Balamor, the Meister, the pillow is the bosses with double osir. And the Meister, how can you take off the kani de umni from the pillow? So Balamor two truotsim. First teretz, he says, you know why? The pillow is not a bus. The no bus ain't bus on Shabbos. The second teretz says we plan to remove it on Shabbos. The other Rishonim is teretz. The first teretz says there's no buses on Shabbos. No buses on Shabbos. That means that you can do whatever you want with it on Shabbos. That means it comes out that on Erev Shabbos to put something on, plan to remove it on Shabbos. That's the machlokes Rashi versus Rabbeinu Tam. On Shabbos to remove it in the buses really comes out that three shitas if you analyze it. One mahalach among the ik mahalach among the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, and one test of the Balamor, you plan to remove it on Shabbos, not a bosses. That's one mahalach. A second mahalach, a Tosfos and Daf Emdal, there is a boss on Shabbos. And third mahalach, there is no boss on Shabbos, the Balamor. But Evan agrees, points out the Balamor, but let's say it came off on Shabbos somehow, goit took it off, fell off. Evan agrees, after it came off, we don't say Migdash Katzoi, because no Migdash Katzoi Benash Moshes. That means on Erev Shabbos, Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, on Shabbos itself, there's three different shitas, but once it comes off on Shabbos, everyone agrees it's not muksa on Shabbos. Now, the Eskei Kashin, the Balamor that this Magen Avraham is bringing down, there's no bus on Shabbos. The Gemara and Be'edah of Alpha and Be'ez, the Gemara says the case of Shura Kais. You have this one inside, this Purim inside. The Gemara is saying that you cannot move the Kais to the Purim inside. Why not? There's no buses. Go pick up the Shura Kais, go wash it out. The cup is not a buses. What's the problem? Why is the boss at all four on Shabbos? So come along the Chaznish, he wants to answer Pshat in the Balamor. You know why? Really, the Balamor is not saying there's no boss on Shabbos. You can do whatever you want. You can do Tiltum and Sag. You can do a case of Nir. Chetzi bosses. He sends you to the Bialocho, Tosfos from Kiregon, Simon Shin Tes of Gimel, that what's Alocho? You can be Menar, you can do Tiltum and Sag. Just like Redemach Lok Shabbat and Tam and Rashi. The aloch on Erev Shabbos, when it comes on Shabbos, can move on that side of Kivega and be aloch. It can only be Menar, not Tiltum, not that. He also says, you know what, by carrying the Omni, what do you want to do? You want Menar off the pillow. Near it, that's Mutter. Shira Kosh, you want a Metaltlet? That Lamai says also. Tilt will be also, near will be Mutter. The Pashas, you read the Mishnah Brua and Simon Reisam of Vav, it's going to Chavav, and the Mishnah Brua, the end of Simon Shin Yod, he goes to the same Mahalach. He passes like the Balamor, there's no boss on Shabbos. He writes that clearly in Simon Reisam of Vav. Yet, in the end of the Simon Shin Yod, he says you cannot do Teltel. You can't do Teltel from outside. Says Achonim Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. You know why? Because Echnami, even in Bosra Shabbos, that means near you can do, can't do Teltel from outside. Who argues that way in the Balamor? Who's arguing? You read the Magavam, but also he argues. Magavam has a kasha walking Menaris to Tavlo. He says the Balamor, you know why? The Balamor. That's one of his two awesome Ein Bosses. In fact, the Magavam again later on, in the end of the Sefer of the Chav Zayin, it says over there, Tzach Mekainim, what's Alocha? Go pick it up and do whatever you want. Back to the Magen Avraham again, what happened? Talking about coming to the bosses. So you know what? I already answered. I am Tosfos. I am Balamor. He's talking about Teltum and Atzad over here. He says the Balamor applies even by case of Teltum. They point out the Chaznish does not agree to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is saying the Balamor is side by Teltum and Atzad, side by Nir. Maisa the Chaznish and the Mishavua saying the Balamor is only by case of Nir, not Teltum and Atzad. Now, if you say that, we'll have to get back to a different dime. How in the world can clean up your plate with shells on within on Shabbos? Comes out, you have shells on Shabbos. What's halacha? If you hold on a basis, fine, do whatever you want with it. But you're saying, we pass like the Balamor, they can menar it, go like this. Can you pick it up and take it to the garbage? It's a basis. What's the heter? Tzarech l'kayim is not enough. It won't be heter according to Mishnah Berurah. It won't be heter. Unless it's mitzvah graf. I mean, you have to learn the kolam of graf shiboy. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's time to pick up a plate. If you put a fork inside, it's a leheter, it's a bustle, it's a leheter, and the shells are toppled to the ikar of the seder, you pick it up. Otherwise, it's time to pick it up. It'll quit the bustle on Shabbos if you're the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll have to get to how to clean up a table, just the shells inside, without leheter mitzvah graf shiboy. There's another sugya over here, Sifla Mavov and Lamed Zayin, about in the Oisin Graf L'Chadchilo. The loch is, you cannot make a Graf L'Chadchilo. And once you make it, you can take it out, but you cannot make it L'Chadchilo. The question is, everyone asks, how in the world can a person eat on Shabbos? You eat your chicken, you leave over the bones, let's say there's no meat left in the bones, or you eat your pistachio nuts, you take out the nuts, left the shells, or you peel onion, or eggs, the shells left over. Maisa, how can you do these things? You're making a graf l'chadchila on Shabbos. Now first, when it says you cannot make a graf l'chadchila on Shabbos, meaning you'll be stomach on the heter of moving it mitzah graf. That means, for example, let's say you peel the eggs and leave the shells over. If you don't plan to move the shells, that's not a problem. The problem, says the Mogavam, the Taz, the Paiskim, is when you peel it on condition to move on, to be stomach on the heter mitzah graf. But oita the place, not only that, if let's you want to be stomach on tilt mitzad or near, also that's mutter. You the only time being mach, but don't make a graph, mean do not make a graph to be stomach on the head to mitzad graph. You're not gonna move it on Shabbos. Or you're gonna move it on Shabbos, but not be stomach on the head to graph, can be stomach on tilt mitzad in the air, about that's mutter. But Samuel's a person, he has shells, sits by Shalom Zohar, he has a whole pile of the sunflower seeds, he mama should made a whole pile over there, tzaman. What's the head to? He made a graph of chatchila and a guy has to clean it up, it's taking be a dime. What's his head to go do that? It's come along numbers achoinim. They want to taino. Then the het over here is einos graf l'chadchila means you take it, you have shells in front of you, and you can make a pal b'kavono mitzah graf shori. But let's say you stop me eating. The derech of eating is you take shells, you put them on your plate. Once that's the derech of what how people are knowing to go do something, that's the derech. That's not being graf l'chadchila. I'm eating. This guy, what he's doing, he does not tell you I'm making a graf. I'm not making a pile. I'm not making a garbage over here. I'm eating. That's not what that's what you're doing over here. That's not making a graf l'chadchila. So they ask a couple of kashas. One kasha first ask the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Lamaches in Tivches. The Bialoch over there says, how in the world can you move your Maimach Choinim on Shabbos? How in the world can you move your Negovas on Shabbos? I the Maishi made a graf l'chadchila. Come along to answer Mitzvah Taz or others. Maishi, what's his kasha? What's he asking? The derech is to wash my mechonim. Everyone does that, right? No one doesn't do that. My mechonim, everyone does it on Maisa. So what am I a negavaser? So what's Maisa the kasha? Zoi fek to Shabbos himself. The Reb Leib Sorochin doesn't really answer the kasha. He goes to Mahalach of eating is nechon the derech. Yet he blames the kasha. What do with my mechonim negavaser? The Chul Mishnah Berurah is against him. He assists him, goes safe, and others he asks the kasha. What's the bialoch of kasha at all? That's the derech. You couldn't maybe answer the chiluk over there because when you're washing your hands, what are you coming to do? You're coming to remove the dirt. Not coming to eat. Coming to remove the turmoil. Coming to remove the dirt. So you come and remove the dirt and put it over here. So why do it in the basin? Do it in the sink. Do it outside. The whole pool that you're doing is to remove muksa. And by removing muksa, you're making graph. Love, that could be different than what I ask you what he's doing. I'm eating. That, I have no kavan to make graph. Here my kavan is to remove dirt. So why are you stopping for? Can't I maybe the answer to be a lock that way? The second shalva is from the Shurei Kais. The Gemara Shurei Kais is what? You invite a guy to eat, he eats by you, and he leaves over piruim and wine inside, yanesach inside his cup. Now, no one there had kavona to make a graf shori. What's going on over there? So the Maisa, do we pass the loch la-maisa that you cannot invite a guy on Shabbos? The Gemara has machloikis. We pass him. Now, you're allowed to invite a guy for Shabbos, not for Yontov. Shem Yabu b'shviloi. Why do we pass the allowed to invite a guy for Shabbos? Why are you passing away? The Gemara says, the Maisa is not allowed to. Says the Chazanus, you know why? His words are because lo choshev asa graf l'chadchila. That's what the Gemara said. Echanami. That's not making a graf. Who's making a graf over here? I'm coming to eat. The guy's coming to eat. I'm coming to invite him. That's goofy. Why the Gemara said we don't paskin like this? Because who's making a graf for? What? Oh, fun. I guess Mishbura and Shnukavay brings down the Maravam. The second reason why not over here. That the reason why we don't paskin in this case over here, you can't invite a guy. Come along to the Mishbura and he says in Shnukavay and the Shayatzi and. Because the Maisha, the Purim inside, the Lechem inside is not Choshev, it's Frutos, and therefore it's not a case of a Bosses. And since it's not a Bosses, I go wash it, Tosis Teretz, Rashbis Teretz, It's not, no fossil here, therefore go wash it out, because the Pruma Tama command the lesser dummy. They're meaningless. That's the Moravam Teres and Taisvis. They seem to understand they are making grafts, so, or the Gemara is arguing for different reason. So there, you have to answer a different Malach. Either you can say like the Shita Mekubetza says, and now Chof Aleph, the Shita Mekubetza says, the reason why he really asks this question, he says, because the Vanin Goy, why is Vanin Goy for? The Shloim the Tzorech. Who is the Vanin Goy? To eat, he says, is the Tzorech. Everyone has to eat. What choose what to eat? This is the other. But Vanin Goy, who is the Vanin Goy? Well, the Rosh Shabbos says, Losh, and he says over, the Vanin Goy is something strange and weird. Who invites going to your own Shabbos meal? That's not normal. Something that's not normal, why are you doing that for? That's making a graph like Adchilo. It's not normal. Who is to do something for you? Or the Rashba also similar, by us in the Sugya, or Bay also, he says, that since by eating, he says, the choice is what? He said, by eating, you can't do it yesterday, take away the graft. You're eating now. You have no option. By shanking the guy, who is going to invite him today? Invite him tomorrow, invite him a different day. Since you have an option, by eating, you have no option. So really, the Rajma, the Shittim Gubetz, is saying the same insight. Once you have an option, Lamaisa, why bring yourself to make a graft? Why invite the guy? Eating, you have no option. I eat. So what happens over here? There, and therefore, they say, if I didn't go, you're allowed to, but that, if you, don't give him wine. You have problems with giving him wine. I'll tell you that, but making a graph. And it would be also, I mean, that wine. No, that's not Ichnami. It will be a problem. If it's a graph, if it's a graph, you'll have a problem. And Nafkamina says, Shami and his son, mention in case he discusses. He says, when you change a kid's diaper, you open the kid's diaper, you take it down, and you have the diaper in your hand. Now, once in your hand, you have Muxa Bachman's groove in your hand, go put it to the garbage. People do, they put the diaper down, they put on another diaper, then you're picking up, you're semich upon the heter of graf. Why semich on the heter of graf? It's shloim the tzorech now. If the kid's getting run around, you got a problem with Seder. Well, otherwise, let's say the kid can stay there, he's a nice kid, you know, too young to run away. Mice, you open the diaper, you wipe him down, you have the diaper in your hand right now. So go put it in the garbage, he says. Once you have to put it down and put on a new diaper, then semich on the heter of graf. That's shloim the tzorech. Again, if the kid's not going to flip over and run away,
what's
that?
Flip
over, what is he going to do over there? No, wait a couple of seconds. Go find the graph, put it in right away. Oh, come out. That's not freedom between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaznitz. According to the Chaznitz, the Heter, he says, come out. According to the Chaznitz, he said over here, whatever is normal is mutter, and that's why we do not pass, can we allow a vayt to goy, echnami, go change a kid in a normal way. But we go to the Mishnah Berurah, they want to get a tzarech, slow the tzarech, come back to the Mishnah Berurah, you cannot change your kid in a normal way. If you have no one to have to be normal, slow the tzarech. You're going to have to take it in and put it to the garbage. Just one more aspect of the Graf Shuri. The look is that Mitzad Hefzid, the Gemara brings down, the Gemara Daf Am Vav, let's say it's raining inside your house, or it's raining on top of your Rechayim. The Gemara discusses that Maisa Rabba and Abaya, they should have brought his bed inside and make it a mockum with Yerosa, and therefore some of them on the head of Graf Shuri. Now, Laloch La Maisa, effective Toysus, Maisa, we pass in Oysin Graf Lachatchilo. Gemara is saying Oysin Graf Lachatchilo. Toysus has two Tirotsim. Why? Either mockum Hefzid, or because you have the Yavid, you yourself do not do it. The Bealocha by Austin Sif Lamaba points out the Mechabas Choshim both Tirotsim. Brings down the going, there we go like both Tirotsim. We need a Hefzid, number one, and we even Hefzid not enough to be a dime, you still have to be B'di'evet. We go Machim both Tirotsim, has to be Machim Hefzid, and it has to be B'di'evet. In Simon Shalom Ches, by the case of Negelvas and Maim Echoinim, come along over there, the Bealocha, and he discusses what is the Heter over there in the Machlugis Torah versus the Rambam. If you could put a bucket underneath to capture the wine that's dripping inside the house, Torah says there's no problem inside graf, and the Rambam says there is a problem inside graf. Says the Mishnah Berurah bringing up the Chayotim, the Taz, the shadow of the is because the Torah goes to Ikam Alach is B'di'evet, not Hefzid. So the B'di'evet, so economic can put your bucket there. I mean, the Torah went only B'di'evet. Mishnah Berurah says the Alach is B'yakko B'di'evet and B'mokim Hefzid. Says the B'alach over there, however, the Torah goes with B'samach on the Torah. B'di'evet is enough. Then he says, wait with my Machoinim and Egovasi, you know why? B'samach on the Torah. Now, why is washing his nichol get of the evet? What he means is because you have to wash your nichol vaser, and you have to do my machoinim. Since you have to do my machoinim. Since you have to do my machoinim, the nichol get. Is clear? It has to do my machoinim. Once you have to do my machoinim, therefore nichol get of the evet. Therefore, we're saying we're upon that for the Torah. That's one of the tzurotim. Ma'aseh mimun achoinim on fakpek upon mishmur for different reasons. One, Mishua, the second territory, wants to tell you that Ruchni is some odd reason, not Nichol and the Gedder of Graf Shuri. Fine, the Mechav Gedetki wants to tell Nichol and Eitze Toivim. But the way the Swam Ikka want to go, they want to tell you this water, Baram Achoyim and Negelvasser, Two, you cannot use it, and it can give it to the animals. Maisa, can you wash the floor with it? Can you wash the toilet bowl with it? Therefore, the one time on the floor, it's not muksa, because the Maisa has use for it on Shabbos. Fine. We'll be mamshach next time with the figure of Rabbi and Maisa Bain.
Tomorrow
will be up at close to the end of Lashon
Hara.